Children, when the Lord was born, it says she wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Swaddling clothes are soft, clean pieces of cloth. She wrapped him snugly and tightly and warmly up with these cloths, and then maybe she wrapped him again with a blanket over the top to keep him nice and warm. New babies, when they're born, like to be wrapped snugly and tightly. It makes them feel safe. Now, what do the angel said to the shepherds that the fact that the Lord was wrapped in swaddling clothes would be a sign to them that he really was the Lord? And in his second coming, the Lord explains why the Lord being wrapped in swaddling clothes is a sign. The Lord explains that these first clothes that the Lord wore represent the first truths, the truths of innocence and of divine love. And since the Lord himself is the source of all the innocence in our lives and of all the true love, and since the Lord came into the world to provide us the truths that lead us to have innocence and love, we can see that his being wrapped in swaddling clothes really is a sign that he was the Lord. What are the first truths of all with us when we're newborn babies? Well, the very first truths are something we don't know or think about because our minds aren't ready to think yet. But babies feel the warmth of their mother's love. They feel how the mother holds them and cuddles them and feeds them and washes them and takes care of everything they need. And when they get a little bit older, they can see their mother and their father's face smiling at them. So babies learn right from the very beginning that they are loved. That's one of the very first truths that the Lord gives to all of us, and it really is the Lord's love because he's the one who inspires mothers to love their children. So that's the first truth that the Lord gives us when we're born, and it's the foundation for all of our life forever and ever. It's the most important truth of all, that the Lord loves us and we learn to be innocent and to follow him. Now, the second truths that we learn, or you could say the first truths that we learn to think about, are the stories of the literal sense of the word. When children hear those stories, or when they get old enough to read those stories, the angels who are with them, as they read the stories, they see the Lord's love and wisdom that's wrapped up inside those stories. And they're deeply touched by the Lord's love, and their delight in those stories is shared with us as children. So we too love the stories of the Word. And that are some of the first truths that we learn, that we actually think about, are those stories from the Lord's Word, like the Christmas story, for example. And so the Lord provides those as some of our first truths too. Now, the Lord gives us these truths to lead us from the innocence of ignorance, when we really don't know very much, through our life to the innocence of wisdom, when we know who the Lord is and we choose to follow him. And when we think about some of the stories of the Lord's clothes, we can see some of the ways the Lord leads us. There's a story, for example, of a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years. And she said to herself, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be well. And so she came up behind the Lord in the crowd when she thought nobody would notice. And she reached out and touched the hem of the Lord's garment. And immediately the flow of her blood stopped and she felt in herself that she was well. And the Lord turned around in the crowd and looked at her and said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you well. In other words, the fact that you trusted in me enabled me to heal you. As we grow up in our life, we find that there are a bunch of places in our life where we are sick, and we really need the Lord to heal us. And so, one of the things we learn is that as we reach out and touch the Lord in his word, in the literal sense of his word, by learning what the Lord says and doing it, then the Lord really does heal us. He He wants to heal us so much. And as soon as we cooperate with him, he does heal us. There's another story that we read this morning about how the Lord took Peter, James, and John up onto a high mountain apart, and he opened their spiritual eyes so they could see him the way angels see him in heaven, with his face shining like the sun and his garments like the light. And then a cloud came over them, and they heard a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." This represents how, through the course of our life, as we try to follow the Lord in his word, every once in a while, the Lord gives us glimpses of how wonderful the Lord is and how wonderful his word is. Like, we see the Lord's face shining. And at the same time, we also understand that the way we hear the Lord's voice is in the literal sense of the word. The cloud represents the literal sense. We're going to see the Lord's glory in the clouds of what the Lord has actually written down for us in his word. That's how we hear the voice of the Lord and know how to follow him. Now, at the end of the Lord's life, it tells how the soldiers came and stripped the Lord of his ordinary clothes, and they put on royal garments and a crown of thorns on his head. And they put a stick in his hand as if it was his king's scepter. Then they took the stick and beat him with it. And then they took him away to crucify him. And then they took his outer garment and they tore it up into four parts, one for each of the soldiers. But they didn't tear up his inner garment because it was woven from top to bottom without seam. So they cast lots for it instead. And this represents how the fallen church had mocked, made fun of the Lord's word, and ruined it so that people could not understand from the leaders of their church what is right and wrong and how to follow the Lord and who the Lord really is. They had ruined the word in their church. And the Lord came into the world to restore the word to us since it had been ruined. And so the Lord was willing to lay down his life for us. He was willing to lay down his life for his friends so that he could rise again and show us who the word really is and what it's really about, namely himself. And that was the greatest test and the greatest fulfillment of those first truths of innocence and divine love. And when the Lord had laid down his life, then the story tells how Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus came with 100 pounds of spices and cloths, and they carefully, respectfully wrapped up the Lord's body to bury it. Isn't that interesting how the very beginning of the Lord's life, Mary wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and now at the end of his life, Joseph and Nicodemus also wrapped him up. It's like he was about to be reborn. He was going to be glorified and raised up. And when Peter and John came to the tomb on Easter morning, they ran to the tomb. What did they find? They found the cloths that they had wrapped the Lord's body with neatly folded in the tomb. And those cloths represent their old ideas of who Jesus was. A wonderful man, but they didn't quite get it that he was the Lord God. So the Lord had left those cloths behind. And now he was ready to show them, they were ready to see that he was not just a wonderful man, but he is the Lord God too. And so, on the island of Patmos, the Lord showed himself to John in the midst of the 7 golden lampstands, with a garment down to his foot and his chest with a golden band, and again, his face shining like the sun. So this is a little picture of how the Lord leads us through our life. From the very first truths of innocence and love, where we learn that we really need to be healed and that the Lord will heal us when we reach out to him in his word, and he gives us insights and flashes of the beautiful things in his word, and we may learn that we have also not treated his word the way we should have in some ways, and we can repent of that. And then we come to see more and more clearly that the Lord is the Lord God. He's more wonderful than we can even imagine. And so the Lord leads us from the truths of the innocence of ignorance through to the truths of the innocence of wisdom, where we see the Lord and we choose to follow him and we love to follow him. So that's why the Christmas story says, there's some of the reasons why the Christmas story says, she wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Amen.